just shoot. I'll just take the questions. First period was the first period. I thought we worked. I thought we were, you know, it was back and forth. That's not ideally what you'd like, but sometimes, you know, there's an opponent too, you know, so. Just we wanted to get things a little more on track a bit. But I mean, we were, as much as we were creating, they were creating too, so. We want to kind of get it straightened out. I thought we did a great job straightening it out. It took a little while, but that's what you do. That's what you have to do. You have to see what game you got here. Eh? That'll just remain with us. You know, there's a part of growth that you have to learn and go through as a team at this time of year. There's all a lot of lessons to learn and a lot of ways that you can learn in games and get through. And part of it is recognizing what you got and which way you want to go and how we're going to do this. You know, like, you need to decide. So.
Compared to a dump chase and cycle game, it was very entertaining.
The dump and chase cycle game, you said?
That first period, very entertaining.
Well, they played differently. They played a little different, yeah. They played a little differently than some other teams, so you can also play differently in your way of playing. Well, I thought it was an entertaining game in a lot of different ways. Like, I didn't have a problem with the game. It had ebbs and flows that I would have liked to have been more in control of, but that's what you get. But, you know, I thought we made plays. I thought we did some things. I thought we did things that we wanted to do. We just needed to clean up our side of the blue line, and then we would be able to continue, you know. And I thought we did that. I thought we made some plays. We had some skill and some speed. I thought we drove the net well. I thought we put a lot of pucks at the net, and I thought we got rewarded for that. So there was a lot of things that we did real well, and we had planned to do some of that stuff, was by design, which was good.
Can you tell us anything about Brian Little's health and what you thought of his game tonight?
Well, I think Brian Little's, well, his health is okay. He's fine. You know, I don't know what he has, but he's fine. He came back and played. He's ready to go. I think he's been skating, you know, he's been skating the best, one of the best I've seen him here in some time, certainly in successive games. He's really skating well. I find that is really standing out more than anything, and he's playing really intelligent. I think he's playing really well.
You said the win, a win today would bring some joy into your life.
It has. Yeah, it has.
With almost 5 full days before the puck drop.
Yeah. What do you want to know? What level of joy I'm going to have? There's be a lot of levels. Yeah, trust me.
1 to 10?
1 to 10, it'll be probably 9 3/4, yeah. It'll start tomorrow, and it'll end, well, I don't know. We'll see. If we win Tuesday, there'll be some more.
So.
Oh, yeah. I think that what we're going to plan the next little while is it's going to be about recharging the batteries. As simple as that is, you know, there's going to be a lot of time where we can just get away from the rink, just stay away, like it's mandatory away, and just kind of get going, because we got a run of 6 games, and as you know, we got to win.
The vest,
all I can say about the vest, I bought it in New York, I didn't pay much for it, I'm not going to tell you the price, because I know you guys are vicious, I've seen some of your writing, you know, so. All I can say is another staff member bought a suit with a vest, and he didn't have the courage to wear the vest. He put me in front of it, and I had to wear it. And Andrew Ladd said, "Was it prom night tonight?" Good line. I like that's a good line. That's a good one. I had to laugh. But he didn't say it in a joke. He thought they really.
Were you 1-0 with the vest?
It's not the vest. It's the players. Players win. Well, I think that really what you get is you get players playing with confidence. You can see it, you know, and it's almost like you're lighter, you're faster, you got time. It's like the game slows down. I think a lot of guys are playing well right now. It's contagious, which is what happens.
How about Blake Wheeler tonight?
Well, I thought Blake was good. You know, he really, I thought, well, he's been skating real well too. You know, he's a powerful powerful man skating. That line's really maturing really well. You really got to like the way they're playing. You know, this year, last year, I really like a lot of what I see with that line. A lot.
This morning, the teams above you, somebody's going to fall out of the tree, you said, but it looks like all those teams are holding onto those branches pretty tight right now. Is it going to even out at some point? You're not getting much help on the other side of the scoreboard. You think it's going to even out?
You got to win. You know, I don't know where it's going to go. That's why you got to win. If they win, we got to win, you know. But there's going to be some games that get played here. The Islanders are playing the Rangers, I believe, so that'll be a game. We play Washington, so there's going to be something. Something's going to jar loose. You got to win. There's no other choices. Did you guys get a sale on the seats in the front row? Or?
You good, guys?
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Just 5 more minutes, bro. We do have 11 o'clock.